Welcome to the Difference Maker podcast, the show that highlights chartered accountants who are making a difference either in their industry, company, or for social good. A podcast created by CAW Network USA.
And certainly after our last conversation and reading about the circular economy, it made me reflect on, you know, the actions that I take in my life, you know, buying clothes, you know, reusing clothes instead of buying new clothes every time. But when we spoke last, you mentioned that people don't realize the tools and resources that they have to apply design thinking. Now, can you elaborate on how listeners can make a difference in their jobs using design thinking?
Well, I have to assume most of our listeners are either chartered accountants or CPAs, or could be any other qualified accounting, financial advisors and whatnot. So that's great. First of all, I believe we chartered accountants, CPAs, or financial advisors, or whomever in doing anything related to finance, can play pivotal roles in making a positive impact to the world in which we live. I'll give you some example. Amongst us are CFOs who can allocate budget for ESG-related training and instill more environmentally friendly business processes, products, and services within their own organization. Some of us are auditors who can make corporations accountable for their talk by auditing or validating their actions and measuring their success against their words. And some of us are accreditors who can design standards to measure how ESG benefits are realized and how to account for any deferred ESG benefits to ease the bottom line pressure on CEOs and CFOs, much like deferred unrealized assets. And this is capitalizing expenses for future economic benefits. On another point, as investors, we can command ESG to be a part of a CEO or any executive management performance review, thereby linking performance-based bonuses to ESG-related work. We are also teachers and coaches to the next generation business leaders to start thinking of business in terms of circularity, longevity, rather than linearity, short-term benefits without thinking about future consequences. So all of these roles will require us to rethink our current approach and redesign our business models and processes to incorporate circular thinking. Chartered accountants or CPAs certainly play a critical role in the development of businesses, so we have huge potential to change things for the good. Secondly, corporate people, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid to be called tree huggers. We're not asking everyone to hug trees. We're asking everyone to do our part in rethinking how we live, period. That is in finding ways to return to a more sustainable way of living without damaging the home we all live in. I do a simple exercise every day, and I challenge each one of us to do the same thing. That is, when we wake up in the morning, look around us, think about one product each day, consider or imagine what materials it uses, how it's made, the production process, how it is transported to our house, what to do with the household item once you no longer need it, where does it go? Then ask yourself, how can we do things differently? And thirdly, I believe if business world commits to full engagement in the circular economy, kind of like innovative thinkers such as Adam Smith, and then businesses took on the industrialization phase. We will be able to adopt Industry 4.0 and green tech much faster, and hence expediting the process.
Yeah, very interesting. And you did mention, you know, the role chartered accountants have, and we spoke recently about finding purpose in one's profession, and you had a very interesting framework for evaluating this. Can you elaborate on the four E's? I think this is very valuable.
Thanks, Brittany. Thank you so much for indulging me to talk about four E's. Let me start with this by asking the audience, have you ever wondered what is the purpose of your life? And what is the purpose of our profession? Yes, it is to make a living, but is there anything else larger than that? Is our legacy based upon how much we earn, or what kind of positive impact we have on others? One example, Forbes Rich 500 consistently uses wealth as a measure of success. And that is the list that our next generation of entrepreneurs aspire to. That's the list that our children look to. And here I am advocating the four E's. E-Earth, empathy, ethics, and earnings. The four E's as a measure of success, not wealth. The 4E index ingrains social and moral goodness within businesses to create value for the society and cultivate a new generation of responsible entrepreneurs. And only when we shift the measure of success from wealth to 4Es that entrepreneurs can truly encompass what we would call value-based goals in the pursuit of happiness or success. The 4Es can have equal weighting somewhat, with emphasis on preservation of earth, social contribution, integrity, and maybe we'll throw in authenticity in there, and then economic attainment. Right now, many European countries are using Better Life Index, for example, to measure the well-being or happiness of their citizens in lieu of GDP. An older, well-known study showed that money only buys happiness up to $75,000 in the US. It's probably a little bit over that, factoring in inflation. But past that amount, it is diminishing return on happiness. So why don't we redefine entrepreneurial success? Why not use 4Es to have a more holistic view of a person's well-being or happiness instead of wealth alone? I spent a few months in Bhutan. I witnessed how the Bhutanese measure happiness for its GNH, gross national happiness, in a very scientific manner, with perseverance, patience, and persistence. I too am very hopeful that our future entrepreneurs will be called on to do greater things for humanity, to be recognized for their efforts, and in turn to be role models for the future generations to come. I'm also hopeful that circular economy concept is one way in which we can pursue these four goals simultaneously, not just for the good of all, but as a way to help individuals lead more meaningful and satisfying lives. So, in summary, it's about time. It's about time Forbes update its methodology, shifting from Forbes Rich 500 to Forbes Responsible 500. And that will help nudge all entrepreneurs strive for humanity.
That's very interesting, because what we're seeing in the industry is, you know, the war on talent for talent and the workforce. Younger people especially look for greater purpose in one's role. So organizations that embrace those 4 E's will certainly see success in their retention rates and their acquisition of employees as well. So finally, just how can listeners find more information on the Circular Economy Alliance?
Sure. Everyone's welcome to visit us on our website. It's one word, circulareconomyalliance.com. Or you can find us on LinkedIn or our Facebook page. I just want to leave you by saying, whatever your unique ESG challenges are today, I really and sincerely hope our materials on our website provide you with tools and know-how to help you capture tomorrow's opportunities. How? If it's not for your own professional growth, our existing 18 topics and 40 plus more topics to come can help your organizations meet regulatory requirements, particularly now in the EU countries and in California. Very soon, the US Congress will pass a major climate bill. Topics will also help improve industry ESG ranking, ensure ISO 323 compliance readiness, help achieve sustainable business processes using AI-enabled technology, can help reskill staff, and therefore we retain staff, and engage consumers in general. And final words, many people would suggest circular economy is part of ESG. I would argue circular economy encompasses all of ESG. And we are on a mission. Circular Economy Alliance is on a mission. Our mission is to co-create an impactful circular community. No one can do it alone. We need everyone to play a part. So please join us. Please join this movement and build a community together. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you, Kirsten. Yes, so to all our listeners, it's circulareconomyalliance.com. Check it out. A lot of good information there that you can apply to make a difference in your role. So thank you very much, Kirsty, again. And I look forward that we meet each other at some of the accounting events again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you.